The World Poker Championship is over. The game was a poker variation called Texas Hold'em, No Limit. The top prize of $2.5 million went to a Swedish player named Martin de Kniff. This lengthy competition included the world's best players and a few talented newcomers, including Ming Na, who is the star of the television show ER. She got in after winning a poker event in Hollywood. Our commentator John Ridley is a friend of Ming's, so he decided to help out.
Ming Na's a casual but solid player who managed to body slam other celebrity heavyweights like Jennifer Tilly and James Woods and win herself a seat in the WPT Championship. And since all of us in Hollywood know each other from the big leftist liberal meetings we hold every other Tuesday, when I heard Ming Na wanted to brush up on her poker skills, I decided to help give her a celebrity poker makeover. The Hollywood Park Casino isn't the classiest place to gamble, but when it comes to finding some hardcore poker players who could help Ming Na hone her talents, it's the place to be.
DK360, DK, JG, DK. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how would you rate yourself?
I'm going to give myself a 6.5. I have room to grow.
But a point and a half above an average poker player.
Yes.
I sat Ming Na down with Kathy Cat Holbert. Now, in addition to being busted more than 50 times for counting cards in Atlantic City, something, by the way, I consider to be a very attractive trait in a woman, according to Card Player magazine, Kat's one of the top-ranked 7-card stud players in the world, regardless of gender. I was lucky to even be in her sphere. Kat usually only shares her poker skills with other women.
The first thing I tell my girls is, I said, it's impolite in this society to stare at someone. You know, drop that completely. When you're at the poker table, get used to really just looking at people and making them feel uncomfortable, because there's so many tells that people give off when they're being looked at like that.
Part of what we learned from Kat is that it's not enough to play like a pro, you've got to front like a pro.
The true professional is going to act classy towards you, and that's one way you can tell how somebody's skill level is. Mm-hmm. If somebody's hostile and an idiot, then they're just an idiot. But don't let them engage you. People will generally try to get information from you and say, what did you have that hand? Say, I can't remember.
So after a couple of hours play, how did Kat rate Ming Na's chances of taking down the big table?
I think she has as much shot as anybody else in this tournament.
About a week later, Ming Na and I took the Hollywood Jet to the Bellagio Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. The Bellagio is one of the finer carpet joints in the Meadows. It was particularly lively when we arrived as the World Poker Tour was just getting underway.
How do you feel? Do you feel confident? Do you feel a little nervous? Do you feel we're just going to have fun like Kat told you?
You know, I did have the butterflies in my stomach walking down here, but now that I see the tables and I've met a few of the players, it's just, I'm a novice, but I'm not going to, like Kat says, don't go in there making them think that you're a novice. Go in there and act very confident, like you know what you're doing, and I'm going to smile a lot.
On behalf of the Bellagio, I'd like to thank all of you for participating in the largest poker tournament ever. 50 and 100 blind. Dealers, shuffle up and deal.
The World Poker Tour is no in-and-out tournament. It's played in 90-minute rounds, 9 hours a day, over 5 days, until one player is left with a $2.7 million first prize. And even at the World Poker Tour, among the best of the best, only a handful of the 300-plus players were women. So is Ming Na's tutor Kat right? Do women really have the edge at the tables?
The historical background is that 180 years of poker was completely dominated by men. The women sat to the side.
Author Jim McManus chronicled his fifth place finish in the 2000 World Series of Poker in his book Positively Fifth Street.
Now, women, since in the early 80s, California legalizes it. You no longer have to be a tough guy, a cowboy moving from town to town with brass knuckles, etc. In the 90s, Linda Johnson takes over as editor of Card Player magazine and starts pressing very aggressively, not aggressively, but forcefully, for rules about behavior at the table. That's when they really started coming in.
Ming Na had come into the tourney hoping to last the first 90 minutes. By the end of the first day, she'd survived a table that featured guys like Sam Grizzle, Doyle Brunson, David Skolansky, guys who've literally written the book on poker. Hassan Habib is a quiet guy who's quietly becoming one of the most formidable players on the tour. Hassan is with the concept that winning or losing still comes down to the individual player.
Women, of course, are going to play different. Some of them play aggressively. And No Limit, once it gets down to the wire, once the blinds get really high, you got to be able to have some kahunas, you know?
You're saying metaphorical kahunas, not literal.
Okay, that's right. Not literal, for sure. You know, mental kahunas.
Whatever it takes, Ming-Na seemed to have it. She finished out the first day of the tournament and started the second day with an interesting strategy.
I went all in very early in the game because my strategy was, I don't want to stay here all day. So I had a pair of queens, and I was like, I'm going all in. The guy that played against me, he didn't think I had it. So he went in with me, and I won that pot. And oh, my goodness, don't piss off any of these players because they look at you like they just want you to die.
So here Ming-Na was holding her own against some of the best players in the world. But, you know, all good things, right? Staring at a sure bet, Ming-Na decides to go all in, put all her chips on the table, and force her opponent to fold or go bust. But in poker, much as with campaign promises and politics, nothing is ever really guaranteed.
I had a full house with queen highs, and I got beat by quad nines. Who knew he had the fourth nine? So looking back on it, I absolutely played it right. It was just that lady luck wasn't on my side.
You know, when we sat down with Kat, she was teaching you poker. You sort of did a reassessment of your abilities. You downgraded yourself. Now, if you had to assess yourself again, how do you think you did?
As an amateur, I give myself a 9.5. As a professional poker player, I think I'll still stick by like the downgrade. I have lots more to improve on.
A lot to improve on, but when you really look at it, there are no losers here. Ming-Na is playing for charity, so she's a winner. Both the celebrity contingent and female players have a new Greenfeld Diva, so they're winners. And I had an excuse to go to Vegas. All that from one game of cards? Poker may just be the most perfect pastime the sporting gods have ever given us.
Those are the comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.